Hello everybody, Adam at Flash Building here. Today we're learning how to create simple circular preloaders for our Flash ActionScript 3 projects that are hefty, or maybe bulky. So that's what I'm showing you how to do, and let's go ahead and see what we have before we start learning. And that's what it is. Very simple one. In the next lesson, my next tutorial is going to show you how to do it a little more dynamically. This one is dynamic and code driven. In the next one, I'm going to show you how to do a wedge that is kind of starts like a little tiny small piece of pizza, a little tiny wedge, and it grows to a full pie. And that will be a mask that will reveal some cool circular animation you have going on behind it, which is a better method in my opinion. So definitely don't miss my next lesson. But stick around for this one because this is extra cool as well. Okay, first I'll show you my drawing symbol I created here. This is very simple. It started as a, if you hold down in the shapes tool, you grab an oval tool, not the oval primitive, regular oval, and you draw it out. You'll see that you have a drawing object. See what this is? Drawing object. See what that is? Drawing object. You double click inside of it and boom, that's where it's all dots, and that's where I manipulated. You can cut out. Like you can press Control C, Control V, you have another circle there, make it a different color, you put it on top of that circle, you remove it, or you deselect, then you remove it, and boom, it cut it out. You see that? That's how I did all that. And I used a couple of rectangles, but you gotta make sure everything's dots. Dots on dots and different colors. And if you have things of the same color, it will merge. So if I grab this and I have another one just like that, they merged, you see? Okay. That's how I made this shape. So if I am in the main timeline here, double click inside of it, you see it's dots when I click it. That's editing the native symbol. Okay, now what we're gonna do is add some code to this. So first let's just go ahead and shrink it. I'm going to shrink it. That's a good size. And I want to put a filter. Well, first I have to make it a movie clip. So let's convert to symbol, make it a movie clip. Let's call it nested clip. And this is just so we can style it. Registration center. Okay. Now we go to filters. Add a filter of glow and make it magenta. Whatever color you want that's nice and pleasing to you. Strength, bring it up. The glow, bring it up. Quality, I'm gonna make mine high. Because it's cool like that. And then I'm going to double click inside of this thing. And right here, I'm going to right click this, convert the symbol, and make it another movie clip. Let's call it nested clip 2. Okay. And now, all I have to do is set some code here that's going to animate it. First, let's go way deep inside and turn the drawing object magenta. There we go. Now, let's go back to the main timeline, two levels up. Now, here's our movie clip. You see it has no instance name because at this level, it doesn't need it. Let's go back inside. You'll see we have that other movie clip, nested clip 2. We can give this an instance name of load circle. Now, I'm going to give you some code here that is going to dynamically rotate this item so it looks a little more smooth than if you were to try to do it on the timeline. So let's just make a new layer above that one layer and let's pop some code in, Control V, and I'm gonna make an extra frame here, F5 on frame 2 and F5 on frame 2 on that layer as well. Now in the script, let's take a look at that, press F9. Now we have an add event listener, so we're adding an enter frame event to this timeline. So every time that this frame is entered, and since I added two frames there, it's going to be continuously looping, and at 30 frames per second, that's going to be happening 15 times a second or something like that. 30, 50, something, yeah, very, very fast. Faster than you can comprehend. Well, what happens inside of the on enter frame function, and here's the event that fires off, as you remember. And inside of the onEnterFrameEvent function, we give the load circle, which is the instance name we gave this thing. See, click that, and it says load circle here, so we can talk to it through code. and we say rotation, its rotation value is plus equal 20. And you can change this number if you want it to its rotation value to be greater or less, and which will make it look like kind of like speed. It's kind of like its speed value, how fast it will spin. Alrighty, so that's the code, and all you need to see is it implemented into a working file now. So I'm going to show you that. Well, first let's take a look at what we have here. Control Enter. That's beautiful. That's sure beautiful. Little tails on it. It's awesome. Okay, I'm not going to leave anybody guessing on this one. I'm going to show you exactly how to implement it into a full Flash website or a big bulky Flash file. What we do is go back into scene 1 where it's glowing. We have a nice glow effect on it. The main timeline. Alright, and here I have a file which I've established for you because I'm nice like that. And I called it Flash Action Script 3 Simple Circular Preloader. And actually all I did was take one of my older tutorials that had a load bar, and I'm going to show you how to do apply this circle now. So here you see circular animation, that layer's there, and it has some text on it, but I'm going to put something else on it. Right here, I'm going to grab this, Control C, go back into that new file. I'm going to explain this file to you in just a second. And press Control V on that layer. I'm going to replace existing items because I loaded it in here before to check it out and it worked okay. So now what we have here is on frame 1. If you want to know how to preload your Flash websites, you can go and check out the other tutorials we have. I'll explain it really quick. This code here on frame 1 is load percentage of this file, and what it does is it reads the load percentage. Once it reaches 100 or above 99, we make it shoot to frame 2 where it has a stop command, and that's where your whole site is. And basically your whole site would be on this file content layer. See, I even named it nest whole site on this one layer. Boom, right there in that one frame you have one movie clip that has your whole site. Watch, double click on that movie clip and there's your whole crazy timeline that you would have in your site. Don't put a big crazy timeline up here in this main timeline, in the scene 1 timeline, just one frame. You want 2 frames sitting there. Maybe if you want some little simple animation, maybe 20 frames at the most, but that's it. And have everything nested inside of one clip. If you want to fade that one clip in, that's fine, but everything in one clip.